gun rally in Virginia's capital.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that we are safe.
Prince Harry speaks out.
It has been our privilege to serve you, and we will continue to lead a life of service.
High honor for African-American war heroes.
It's been a hard, long road.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan, and it could be a tense day in Richmond, Virginia today. CBS's David Begno says there's a state of emergency and high security for a gun rights rally.
I will not compromise on the Second Amendment.
Members of Virginia's Citizens Defense League, which organizes the annual gun rights rally, insist that their message is solely to protect the Second Amendment. Philip Van Cleve is the organization's president.
We're against any more gun control that affects everyday law-abiding citizens. We don't need any more gun control.
An anti-gun rally was also planned for today, but that was canceled by organizers. Andrew Goddard became a gun safety lobbyist after his son survived the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting.
Why would you take a gun violence survivor or their family or into an area where a state of emergency has been declared?
Well, there was a mass shooting last night in Kansas City, Missouri. KCTV reporter Savannah Rudisell is near the bar where it happened.
The shooting started when the gunman fired into a line of people waiting to get in line at the club. We know that two people are dead. One of them is the shooter. Police tell us that an armed security guard took down the gunman. We know 15 other people have gone to area hospitals.
There was a shooting outside a San Antonio club. Two dead, five hurt. Police Chief William McManus is searching for a suspect.
One person at least pulled out a gun, started shooting. Don't know if it was at a specific individual or just shooting indiscriminately.
And CBS's Jamie Yukas says there was bloodshed in Hawaii's capital.
Started with a 911 call from a woman in this affluent Honolulu neighborhood.
The initial responding officer found a female who had been stabbed in the leg.
Court records show she was trying to evict the suspect, Jerry Hannell.
Shortly thereafter, we heard shots being fired.
The suspect opened fire on officers, killing Officer Tiffany Enriquez. Kaulike Kalama was among a second group of responding officers. He was also shot and killed. Police sources say he set fire to the house. He and two women, believed to have been inside, are still unaccounted for.
Well, tomorrow, President Trump's Senate impeachment trial opens. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
At the American Farm Bureau's annual convention Sunday night, President Trump complained about getting impeached.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
House impeachment managers huddled throughout the weekend on Capitol Hill and released a legal brief outlining that President Trump should be removed from office to eliminate the threat that the president poses to America's national security.
The impeachment trial complicates things for senators who are running for president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Michael Bennett spent the weekend with voters in New Hampshire and Iowa, admitting that they might not be back to campaign much if the impeachment trial runs several weeks. And now there's a new fight brewing between two contenders. Sanders is calling out former Vice President Joe Biden's record on Social Security. Sanders argues Biden's record shows an openness to cutting benefits. Biden disagrees and spent the weekend strongly criticizing the Sanders campaign for inaccurately characterizing his record.
Well, Prince Harry has spoken publicly for the first time since his royal exit, and we're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
A saddened Duke of Sussex, as he'll officially be known, telling his African HIV charity.
It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
Saying it wasn't his decision to give up all royal and military duties, but it's one he's accepted.
It has been our privilege to serve you, and we will continue to lead a life of service. So in that respect, nothing changes.
But it's still not clear just how he will bankroll that new life in the uncharted territory he and his wife Meghan have chosen to enter. Steve?
The NFL's Kansas City Chiefs have punched a Super Bowl ticket for the first time in 50 years. The defense put the exclamation point on a 35-24 win over Tennessee in the AFC title game on CBS. The Chiefs will play NFC winner San Francisco. The 49ers dominated Green Bay 37-20. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we learn the next American aircraft carrier to be built will be named for the grandson of slaves. Dory Miller broke the rules when he manned a machine gun on a battleship during the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941.
Pre-World War II, African Americans were not allowed to have any jobs where they handled any type of lethal force.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, Miller's niece, Brenda Haven.
That's a great honor because it's been a hard, long road.
Miller was awarded the Navy Cross. There's a statue of him in his hometown, Waco, Texas. And there's a backstory to the man for which this national holiday is named.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is remembered, among other things, for his oratory.
I have a dream today.
So you might be surprised to hear that when he was a student at Morehouse College,
he got a C in public speaking.
And his youngest child, Bernice, sees a lesson in that.
You don't allow grades and people's judgments even to define who you are and what you're going to contribute to this world.
Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
In Southern California, more build-up to the Oscars.
It was an historic and a surprise win.
Parasite!
The South Korean film Parasite became the first foreign language film ever to win the SAG Award for Outstanding Cast in a Motion Picture. And it's certain to give a boost to Parasite's Oscar chances in 3 weeks. Other winners last night were more predictable. Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Laura Dern, and...
And the actor goes to Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt won for his performance in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. A bit later...
Jennifer Aniston.
Pitt's ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston, won in the TV categories. That set up the social media moment of the night. Backstage, the two warmly congratulated each other with a quick embrace and a brief holding of hands. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the SAG Awards in Los Angeles.
The latest test of a manned spacecraft simulated disaster, as we hear from CBS's Peter King.
Sunday's in-flight test of the abort rockets and escape system have put SpaceX and NASA a big step closer to launching humans from the U.S. for the first time since the shuttles retired in 2011.
We're not quite there yet, but by all accounts, this was a very successful test.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there's a lot of data to examine and more testing ahead. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says while the hardware could be ready next month, the company will double, triple, and quadruple check everything before the Crew Dragon actually flies a crew. He says that could happen as soon as April. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Canada is sending the army to Newfoundland to help dig out from a blizzard. More than 2 feet of snow fell there, and strong winds made drifts deeper than that. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.